And welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And I'm Chemda. Vote for us. KeithandtheGirl.com/vote.
When does voting matter? Now it does.
Yeah, especially because tomorrow's the last day.
Let's do it in real time. Let's do it together. Go to KeithandtheGirl.com/vote. And it takes you to AV Club's reader poll, the best of 2013 podcast. I click on start. Question number one, the best podcast. You don't even have to add an email address, any kind of sign up. You start right away. The best podcast of 2013 is, and we all know it, so just type it in. You type in with a K and it pops up. Keith and the Girl. Number two, we're one third of the way there. In 2014, Podmas should cover, well, Keith and the Girl. You're seeing a pattern. Number three, the best episode covered by Podmas in 2013 is, and they already covered Pete Holmes. What show is that?
You Made It Weird.
So we type in, You Made It Weird with Keith and the Girl.
Now, mind you, Keith never learned how to type. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. He actually typed all of that with two fingers, and it only took him, what, 60 seconds?
Right.
That means you could do it in 20.
You press OK, and then on the bottom, it says I'm 100% complete, and I hit Submit. And I am done, and I can go about my day knowing I did something.
And that you're 100%. How many people could say they're 100% today?
Are you 100?
KeithandtheGirl.com/vote. Thank you for everyone who's voted.
Today's guest is Andrew Short. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Andrew is one of my favorite Keith and the Girl guests.
Aww.
And he just started coming on the show this year. In fact, he's up for best new guest.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of voting.
I know.
Now,
vote early, vote often.
Now, just so you know, Eugene Merman was here this year, and Kate Flannery was here this year. Chris Gethard, you're up against some pretty
heavy hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're beating out, you're tied actually right now with Jim Florentine, if
okay.
you're curious. That's
I can
good
handle
company.
That. I can handle that. I've got to bury Mateo Lane. I'll dig his own grave.
Give us a little Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn. I don't think you can hear it at home, but the head was shaking. Or I can do a young Katharine Hepburn. I like that one much more.
Do Liza Minnelli. I think it's close.
Jazz. I can't do it like, or pizzazz. I'm not gay. That's not fair.
I think it's the same as his. He just didn't show weakness. In the show notes, you know, you could see, what did Andrew Short talk about the other two times he was on? And one of the big things was on episode 1832, As the World Burns. It says, panic at the comedy club. Andrew discusses drinking and the multiple panic attacks per day he suffers from. This still amazes me. Was it eight?
Yeah.
An average of eight panic attacks a day.
A day.
How you get anything done, I didn't know.
I just power through it, man.
And I saw you, I ran into you recently. I said, you know what? You seem so joyous and jovial, and I know that means you have a lot of darkness and anger. And I want to have you as a guest on My Name is Keith, where I get drunk, you get drunk, and we get stupid. With your panic attacks, and when you also told the story how you drank a lot and you couldn't breathe and you thought you were dying, it should just make me say no, but it doesn't. You do have to sign something saying
oh,
you're
sure.
doing this on your
own. Also, we might have to, you know, if you could bring your own nurse.
Yeah, I could do that. My mom's, I hope she's not listening, but if my mom's a nurse, I could bring her. No, I've learned how to. If I know I'm going to drink that night, I won't take that medicine at all.
Okay.
And then I'll drink
a
ton of water, and then I'll wake up and take it, and I feel easy like Sunday morning.
Okay.
It's great.
Am I right? Are you an angry person?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ask any of my friends. Yeah.
Now, how do
really
they know?
Angry.
Because you never show it. I mean, not that we're... We haven't gotten as close as we're wanting to, but...
My comedy, I started out really angry, and when I moved here, all the notes were like, you need to tone it down. So now I just take like little instances of things I'm angry about and I make it upbeat.
What is one of the main things that you're like, oh, I think I got to let this go because it's just too, this is what people are talking about.
I was too mean to my girlfriend without being funny.
Like what?
I don't know. I would call her just be mean and a coward on stage and like say she didn't take care of herself in the way that you should if you love someone. But that's different. Like,
Do you think, did she tell you it's not fun or did other people say it's not
funny? Other people were like, it's a little too harsh. And
okay.
It is.
Right.
It is.
I remember talking about a girlfriend once, and she said,
"Once
that's not, you know, what you're doing. If it was funny, I'd understand, but yeah. It's not funny." I'm like, "Well, it's not for you to, like,
yeah."
Like an ex-girlfriend's going to be like, "I got to admit, it's hilarious the way you tear me apart. I'm fine with it."
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was too early into comedy to even make it work. So,
what are you talking about? Like now? Douching and smelling and hair and that kind of thing?
Not really. Just us not getting along, I guess. Because we moved here together after only dating for a little bit. And then I would just talk about how bad we fought and how much I hated her. But now we're together and it's great.
Wait, you're still together?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't hate her anymore.
Well, that's good timing stopping the jokes then.
Yeah.
What a decision.
I know. It was a big move for me.
All right. So in the new year, we will definitely do My Name is Keith.
Perfect.
We're going to get to the bottom of everything.
We'll do it.
Speaking of voting, I saw this on Twitter. You unregistered yourself from voting because you're so disgusted with what's going on in this country.
Yes.
Is it because, and I was thinking about doing this, is it because if you can, if there's such a thing as making a difference, you want to add your name to the list of people that think it's all bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
I thought it was to get out of jury duty.
No, no. I mean, and the thing is, too, I think that when Obama, I feel like, didn't deliver on a lot of the promises that I thought he would. And right. I mean, he was the first person I voted for when I was 18. Like, I could vote for him.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay.
So we're getting towards the end there. I guess I was 19. But end of the road.
Oh, okay. End of presidency.
But when he came out and defended the NSA, I was like, well, no president. I will never vote for anyone again. Okay. And I firmly believe that voting does not matter. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack on that. But I think even locally, it doesn't matter. And when it comes to serving on jury duty, the highest court that you can go to, the Supreme Court, like half of them are in the pocket of Monsanto and shit. So like, it's not even legitimate if it goes that far. It's really not.
Do they
not
try?
Good.
Now I tried to cancel cable one time, and they keep you on the phone for a while to tell you about all the great services.
Yeah.
Is it an easy process, or do they keep selling you on how you can make America better?
It was super easy. The guy was like, "Oh wait, did you move?" And I was like, "No, I'm never voting again." He was like, "Oh, are you sure?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then he just sent me something in the mail.
But you could always re-register, right?
I never will.
But I'm saying, like, he's like, "Are you sure?" Well, who cares if you're sure or not?
I feel like I could. I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, I think unless you're in jail, right? Unless you commit a crime.
I think I'm going to do this because it's not like I'm a Democrat now that's just disillusioned with who happens to be running.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I don't want to be a pawn. I don't, you know what I mean? So just keep me the fuck out of it.
You might want to wait until your wife gets citizenship.
Yes.
Okay.
So hold on to that.
Okay. Oh, it's not all bullshit now.
Yeah, I mean, America's...
You might want to wait until, you know, like call it a privilege for like a year or so. Okay. And then, you know, after you talk about what color toothbrush she has in her bathroom with the government, then you can let it go.
Yeah, then you're finished. It came down the NSA. I couldn't... If we have the same guy that we had... 8 years ago, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Never voting again.
Do you ever think, though, about the phone calls you make and, like...
Yeah.
They'd be wasting... I almost feel bad for the NSA, for all the dumb shit I've said to people.
Yeah, or the stuff I text. It would just be so inane and stupid.
They should come out and go, "Look, if you guys knew the dumb shit you said, they should read some."
Yeah.
let's go. All right, here's Sarah, and she thinks Bob is the bee's knees, totes my goats. I saw just I don't know, it goes with stupid people if you're asking where my head is at. My wife got a email regarding her site. Her website is called calmtheham.com and she sells artwork through it. And somebody emailed her, "Your website," well, "you website," but whatever. why stop them there? "Your website pisses me off. I tried to make a simple purchase and it would not take my money. Really terrible experience and complete waste of time."
Now, can I just preface this? Because I know it's your wife, so everyone's like, "Well, it's your wife and you probably think it's like an easy system." She has shown me her simple checkout more than once. Right. Not to boast, because she's so excited about it and how easy it is. She's like, "Look at this. They don't even have to, like, this is all they have to do." At least twice.
Right.
Very excited. And I'm like, "Oh, that," and I was impressed. I was like, "This is good. I hate filling out the bullshit, you know?" And so it was so simple. She's boasting about it. So this thing is hilarious. Also, the wording of things, people, I know that you're typing into a machine, But this goes to a nice, lovely wife in Astoria, Queens. You know what I mean?
Stop fucking up my rights.
It's just crazy. You know, she's like this lovely, hardworking person. And it's like, your site is totally fucking bullshit. Really? Is that how I make a living on it? It's just that it's bullshit and everyone decides to tough through to get my posters. Wow, look at me. I am bamboozling everyone. I'm just going to make it harder because you need to really want my art.
Look, I don't mind taking a break from finding the cure to cancer to buy people Christmas gifts, but if it's going to take all my time and there's no reward, then I'm just wasting these cells and organisms and whatnot.
It wasn't even a waste of time. It was a total irresolute waste of time.
Oh, it was complete.
Yeah.
The reckoning was huge.
It was 100%. There was no out.
No.
He just couldn't find a way. Now, for those who are like, well, you know, you got to get feedback about your site. You got to get stuff. I have written feedback. Hey, this isn't working, right? I have not written that your whole life is bullshit and you should just die, which we've gotten before. What I think would be appropriate would be, hey, I'm having trouble checking out. I've been trying to buy this thing. And even if not, if you don't want to spend time on that, but that's how I would do. I'm trying to buy this thing. This is what I see is happening, like either a screenshot or tell her what the error message was. And then she'll tell you, hey, buddy, maybe you should have put your first name. That's all I'm asking for. Right.
And most of the time it's, and here's 10% off. Thanks for not, thanks for not threatening to kill my son for a necklace.
Little does this guy know, everybody gets a discount if you don't offer merch. If you don't say you're going to kill somebody.
The secret's out.
Yeah. I really want to consume your art. Goddamn fucking bitch.
Right.
Many people deserve the First Amendment. You do not.
It resonated with me. But then I clicked on something I shouldn't have, and go fuck yourself. DJ Quad wrote me, this guy is out to lunch. I think the word schizophrenia. You remember DJ Quad? First time we talked to him was almost 8 years ago, over 8 years ago. The show was episode number 50.
Whoa.
DJ Quad was the title. He became a quadriplegic he was out partying with friends, and he jumped off a cliff into the water.
Well, the thing is he just saw someone before him dive off the cliff, and they made it okay. So he assumed that it's not shallow water, but it was. She was just a good diver where she could dive shallow. So
she was like a circus performer.
This splash was tiny. It was beautiful.
So he dove and cracked his neck in the worst place, and he's a quadriplegic since the age of 18, which is harsh as all shit.
Right.
But makes a great living.
In computers at the time, he
did it in the correct era. So your timing was not as bad as you think.
But he seemed
there's a time to lose all function of below your neck.
Yes.
1991.
He seemed to be a positive person.
Yeah.
Didn't he? He's like, people complain about things. I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. You know, so buck up. And there's a little life lesson.
Yeah. In fact, he talked on that on episode 50 about how his nurse jerked him off while he was healing.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know?
So now,
what are you mad about, Andrew?
A lot of time goes by, and on show 1839, The Grudge Hour.
Almost 1,800 episodes later.
It didn't work out, our relationship. It had some ups and downs, and we explain in The Grudge Hour what happened between me and him. We also cover every single person that Keith and the girl was close to and why they're out of our lives now.
The public ones, anyway.
The public ones, right, of course. We're going to do the private ones now.
Andrew, I'm glad you came over.
Yes. I love a good hate fest.
But you could see where it went weird. And he really reminds me of Keith McNally. This is the truth. He is in love with me.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes. Yes. And it's an all or nothing thing.
And he feels, I don't know what, we're not going on dates, that.
Well, you say that.
He will try to be my arch enemy. And because that's still a connection. This is exactly what Keith McNally was doing. I thought we were friends, but I wasn't his best friend, or I didn't consider him my best friend, he feels, because he'd go, oh, you hung out with Adam? You didn't hang out with me. So then he goes, okay, I'm going to be your enemy. And he starts comparing us to your Superman, I'm the Joker, we need each other. It's real creepy stuff. That's what this guy is. By being a big enemy, he has my attention. Right. And he'd write things on the web, on the forums, and they're always shitty. And you guys, you know, have been reading them there. And I guess he didn't like something I was writing to him or deleting some shit that he wrote because I wasn't in the mood. And here's what he writes to me. I'm not sure what your constant problem is with me, why you keep taunting and poking me, but whatever. Consider this the first strike, and I don't play baseball. First of all,
that is the right tone.
Wait, is he talking about bowling?
First of all, he can't play baseball. Two strikes and you're out.
Wait, I thought he doesn't know baseball.
Yeah.
Lately, and for months and months, I've been nothing but nice and a VIP to show you. Now, when you're angry, you don't have time to do proper English, sure. But I think he means he's a VIP member. The public insults are how you roll. Well, he rolls. But when you keep getting more and more personal, believe me, it's not a wise thing to do.
How much personal can we get? Like, how much do you know about this guy that you can get so personal?
Keep it in mind, buddy. Love, Phil.
First of all, Phil, you're talking to me when you talk to Keith like that because I know what you're doing. You're threatening our livelihood. I know that you're trying. Like, I know what you're threatening to be capable of.
He's threatening, by the way, is our forums. He's threatening on hacking them. I know that he tried to hack. He denies it. I know that he tried to hack Keith and the girl before. He knows a lot about computers. And he's threatening to hack this. He also sent me a Twitter that says, oh, I see if you go to this site, you can see that you can exploit the forums in a certain way. Interesting. Really weird, right?
That's really fucked up.
You're an adult.
If he could, I could just imagine him petting a cat. Yeah. Like,
not a good day for someone. So that's what you're alluding to doing, you know? And do I want you to do it? Do I want you to try? Of course not. I'd rather you didn't. If it's worth anything, please don't. But if you're going to hack, you're going to hack. What the fuck am I going to do?
Also, what happened? Like, what could Keith have possibly said? You know, I've read this guy's comment on the forums. It's not always nice. He doesn't always think I'm funny. He doesn't always think you're funny. And believe me, he'll tell us. He'll let us know when we're funny and when we're not, and even be very specific about it. So if we can't respond to your hatred or love, I've thanked you before, and I've also, you know, ignored your fucking post because you're an asshole to me. But if Keith responds and says, hey, you're an asshole back, now our forums need to be hacked,
yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. What the fuck did I do to you? I provided you with the forums. Get the fuck out. We've said several times, maybe I didn't, but you're talking to Keith. And by talking to Keith in this case, because it's my forums also, you're talking to me. Maybe Keith said, get the fuck off my forums. Why don't you do that then? You hate me so much. Stop listening to this goddamn show. Don't be a fucking VIP member. And yes, we need VIP members. We absolutely do. Anyone else listening? No, I'm not going to tell you to go fuck yourself. But if you threaten, this is my life that you're threatening. It's like calling my boss and telling them that I'm a drunk at work every day. That's what you're doing. Come on, man.
I remember holding over your VIP membership, holding that over my head. Look, I remember, do you remember somebody, there was a listener, and he'd tell us both to fuck off, call him the bitch and all that. And then he came across a large amount of money. He's like, hey, Keith, I want to give you like $5,000, something like that.
It was 500.
$500? It keeps raising. It keeps raising.
So okay, $55,000 later.
Okay, so it was 500, but at the time, we needed money. Yeah. We didn't have any money. And it's like, fuck you. No, what is wrong with people? It's called integrity, and we can't. Quit being so weird. It was. I'm thinking it's 5,000 because it was 5,000 to us. I could have used that one.
I don't know what it is about the internet that just makes people cowards like that. Like,
it's because he's not face to face. Do you think that he would look at Keith's face and go "fuck you"? Spit literally in his face, because this is the equivalent. Then what do you think is going to happen? And by the way, if I see that the forums are getting fucked with, we actually do have a lawyer now. So congratulations, everybody. We have a lawyer on retainer. This is there's no more threats anymore. We have a lawyer.
just spend more time. You know what? Get things out of it. Spend more time with your smoking hot fiance. I don't know why Danny's laughing so much. He says he has a smoking hot fiance. Then that's what he has.
Do something nice for her next time you want to fuck with Keith.
He fuck her.
Right.
Yeah.
He proved, first of all, Danny, asshole. I got this one caught. He proved that he has a smoking hot fiance because he showed a picture of a hand, and the hand was in a fist, so you can't really see if they were female nails, but there's a hand there, and there's a ring on it, and it said in girl's handwriting on a piece of paper, I am DJ Quad's wife, and it's cute that she calls him DJ Quad. But obviously, he has a smoking hot wife. Spend time with her. You can't take him for granted. Even this is what I'm learning in my marriage. You can't take him for granted. Take her out somewhere. She likes to be treated nicely. You know, that kind of thing. Put your energy towards your relationship. You're crippled. You have to do extra for someone who's smoking hot. That's the truth. I'm sorry. I know what I look like. I got to do extra. We're in the same boat. Don't take it out on me. You got free time. Go on a date. You get to the front of the line anyway. It's not like it's, you know what? This is good news. Six Flags. You're in and out in 2 hours. Come on. Don't fuck you. Don't threaten me. No one will ever hang anything over my head. Come on now.
I don't know. What can you hang over our head at this motherfucking point? I have told you about some shit that none of my family knows.
Right.
My brothers find shit out on this show. Good luck.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I would say, like, but this happened recently. DJ Quaz trying to hurt me, so he called me an ignorant alcoholic. And I know he's saying alcoholic because we've talked before about me and Hemda when we lived together. She didn't like how much I drink. And so he's like, how you doing? You alcoholic. I told you that. Do you know what I mean? Anything. It's like Eminem at the end of that movie. I told you everything you're telling me. You didn't find it out.
I'm going to do some digging.
Hey, Keith, what about the story you just said?
Yeah, you didn't think I heard.
Yeah, says the guy who would send postcards to a girl he was into all summer in school. I told you that.
And you're a VIP member, so we told you everything.
Yeah.
You're welcome. He's adding it up.
Any day now.
Calm down. Calm the fuck down. We did get told what a Bitcoin was.
Mm.
Of course.
I not ask to not be told? Did I not ask for pure ignorance on this matter? Did I not request this?
Listen.
So what is a Bitcoin, Keith?
I will explain it. Flux Quanta is informing me that it's based in math. 2x, for example, equals 4. So what is x? X is 2. So x equals 2 is the money. This is a provable thing, and everybody knows the answer, so that gives this money. That gives this value.
But is the equation... Oh, okay. Go ahead.
If he pays you x equal... No questions, please. Okay,
save my questions to the end.
To never. I pay you, he says, x equals 2 for some weed, for example. How do I know it's legit? Because you know 2x equals 4. My answer checks out, and you mail me the weed. It's like that, but with more complicated math problems. And I told him, you can't be clearer.
No, I love algebra, and this is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't explain how Bitcoin works.
Not
That's just how algebra works.
Yeah, so I go, okay, so in this scenario, you're buying marijuana with X equals 2. And we told a story where somebody just misplaced $9 million worth of answers. I think I got it. I'm going to stick with cash. That nothing's really backing it, but people are taking it. That's all I know.
Did you guys see the new hundreds?
No, I haven't seen a hundred since my first communion.
I went to the bank. I had to take out cash for my broker because we just signed a lease, right? He asked me for a favor, paying cash. I'm like, fuck it. He helped get this apartment. Sure. The banker gives me, because I'm like, just give it to me large. I'm just giving it away. And I look at it and I'm like, what the hell? And he goes, it's real. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I know where I am. Do you know where I am?
It all depends on his delivery of that. What if he was like, oh, no, it's totally, totally cool. Like, no,
he goes, I'll give you 2 if you just take it.
Yeah, he goes, it's definitely money.
He goes, X equals 2. And he hands me.
Now you have $9 million.
And he hands you 5 thumbtacks. Bitcoins. Man, if I found out my kid's investing in Bitcoins, like, just get a regular job. You are so old-fashioned. do you get into football?
Enough. Okay. I keep it on the... I don't do fantasy football stuff.
That's too much.
It's too much.
Seems like everybody's doing that.
But it makes people happy, but...
Yeah.
You're going to stick with anger.
I did theater in high school, guys.
I think I just heard some Katherine Hepburn.
No fantasy.
I can't do fantasy because you're rooting for different players as opposed to rooting for the team, and I have to root for Steelers no matter what. Now it's a weird how I'm watching football now. I'm not necessarily wanting teams to win. I want teams to lose. Now, other teams win, but to be honest, I'm not looking at it that way. I'm like, all right, I need the Ravens to lose. I need Miami to lose twice. I need this person to lose. Ravens end up winning last night. That's bad news for me. I don't know who kicked this fucking field goal. I think it was the Matrix herself. It's 61 yards. The record, which was made this year also, was 64 yards. You would think this wouldn't happen.
Couldn't quite cut it, could he?
He did. He got this. Right. Well, he's probably mad.
That's
like,
his dad.
Can we take this?
61 yards!
But, oh, so now, instead of us hoping Miami loses two games, Miami has to lose their next two games. Steelers, of course, have to win their next two games. And the Ravens have to lose two games. And I believe Tennessee has to lose one of the two games. This is starting to get, just say they can't make it. But no, they put it on the screen. There's still a chance, and I'm invested. I can't help it. Oh,
that's too much math, dude. That's more complicated than X equals.
That is math. And Keith has never taken more time with me on like needing for me to understand this. He shows me his app. He shows me lines. There's graphs. Diagrams. I swear to God. Maybe it's because, you know, we just recently wrote a guide. He's in guide mode or something. But he's like, no, you need to understand this so you can root for the right or wrong team.
Get an abacus.
Yes.
I think all these records are being broken because we're making like robot knees. I bet you can go as a kicker, you go into surgery and you go, I'm a kicker. I need to do something extra with my knee. Well, it won't be normal when you do anything else. That's okay.
Yeah.
I need a big spring on it.
Yeah. I only need this for 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, why, like what's different? Why is it so different that why can we kick balls farther? We figured out a new angle to kick it. No, we have better knees. That's what I think.
Skynet. It's the Skynet discount.
Scott Sigler
is more geometry.
Scott Sigler's a big Detroit fan. He was watching. He wrote, out of all the things I hate more than football, I hate life.
Oh, man. Whoa.
This guy wrote novels on football-based stories.
I hate the universe. I hate all of existence. Fuck Adams. They're all little assholes.
I saw that last night on dinner. I'm like, oh, man.
He was having a time. Because Detroit was one of those that, oh, there's a chance. When they keep us hanging on.
I'm a Bills fan, man. I just expect them to lose by everything.
See, I can't. I gotta keep hoping. My wife asked me, she tried to understand it. She goes, okay, let's say we put a dollar bet on, you know, on the Steelers winning the Super Bowl or getting into the playoffs rather. What would we get back? And I said about $2 billion.
Yeah.
Those are the chances. It's not looking so good.
Well, football math is different. X equals a billion.
But whenever the Steelers do make it and they go, this is for everyone who always believed in us, everyone will cheer, even though the stadiums are completely empty in Pittsburgh.
Are they?
They gave up on them.
Yeah, my brother was at the game this week against the Bengals. Who do they play this week?
They played the Bengals.
They played the Bengals. My brother was there and he just like got front row seats.
How dare they? The whole town is...
Yeah.
Steelers.
What?
Raise them.
But they still have a chance.
They have a chance. And
they have a chance.
Listen, I know the math, okay?
I've done the math.
Do not make me go through this again. But the math is they have a chance.
But it was a slaughtering, and it would have been fun if you went to the game. How do you just now? Because if you don't make yourself, like maybe it's stupid, I'm getting into it. But if I don't get into it, then it's even longer until football starts again. Yeah. So why not take every ounce of pleasure? And obviously I'm having pleasure. And enjoy football!
Wow, he's taking this DJ Quad thing hard.
Super Bowl's going to be at your place. Yay!
I'll find a new team to like. Sherry's Berries. You know these guys. Berries. BERRIES.com. Berries.com.
It's the team that we like.
I like these guys. They never let me down. I get 12 strawberries. You know what comes to my house? 12 strawberries. They never fuck it up. Chocolate covered strawberries. Again, it's not a euphemism. It's just the fruit strawberries and the thing chocolate. And it's put together with nuts and whatnot. I'm not a scientist. It is so good. Hemda and I get these every year. We give them as gifts every year. I give them to my family every year. This is the way to play it. This is the way to play it. And we've said this too. If it's not like we're chocolate strawberry freaks. If we're in the mall and we pass a chocolate strawberry stand, we don't give it a second look. But these Sherry's Berries, there's something about them. They're so good. They're so amazing. They also have chocolate-covered marshmallows, pretzels, all this kind of stuff. I happen to be a big fan of the strawberries. Also, strawberries, by the way, starting at $14.99, you could double that order for $10 more. Use the code KATG. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone. Type in KATG. You get this discount. You will be the hero. It's sent to their house. You're done. The box is refrigerated. You're the king of the world. Get some for yourself. You're welcome. I'll be over at 10. Sherry's Berries, thank you. It's that easy. These, by the way, speaking of ads, I'm not a fan of some of these targeted ads I see. Like what, you go to Amazon, you go to Amazon, usually picks it up, right? But it seems
like everything picks it up. The other day, so every once in a while, Keith wants potato chips with whatever we're having for lunch over here. It'll probably be a quesadilla, potato chips. So either he or Danny will go out and get potato chips. What a waste of time. So I said, hey, look, Staples, which we order from frequently, has a box of a variety. But I found it on Staples, right? Now, in the side of my Facebook, like I'm the fattest fuck in the world, like I've been looking for potato chips all my life, is the box of potato chips that I want and need.
Yeah, Hendon's right. It is, everybody, because I was looking for rings when I was about to propose, and ever since then, all my browsers have rings popping up.
Following your cookies, bro.
That might want to be a surprise. What you looking at? That's weird. All your ads are rings. Fuck you.
I'm getting really into male jewelry.
Right. I love when people fuck with advertisements, like when people draw on a movie ad.
Oh, it's the best.
It can be so simple. Sarah Jessica Parker saying, I like to eat poop. It makes my day.
It's the little things.
Yeah. Here's a guy. His name is Phil Jones, and he goes he goes to where the park benches have real estate ads, and he puts his face on their face, but kind of in their pose. Like if their head's to the side, he does his hair like the person does, and he does men and women.
He gets their outfit, their handkerchiefs. Yeah. He's got this side-by-side thing going.
This guy's the man.
It's so cool. We're going to put a few of these up on keithandthegirl.com. You have to see this. This guy, I contacted him right away. I'm just like, you are lovely. Right. He's so magic.
I thought this was very interesting. It's attributed to Banksy. I believe he made it and put it on his Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I'm going to read it to you, but it's an advertising message, and it's in the form of a Coca-Cola bottle, Coca-Cola colors. And it says, people are taking the piss out of you every day. They butt into your life, take a cheap shot at you, and then disappear. They leer at you from tall buildings and make you feel small. They make flippant comments from buses that imply you're not sexy enough and that all the fun is happening somewhere else. They are on TV making your girlfriend feel inadequate. They have access to the most sophisticated technology in the world has ever seen, and they bully you with it. They are the advertisers, and they are laughing at you. You, however, are forbidden to touch them. Trademarks, intellectual property rights, and copyright law mean advertisers can say what they like, wherever they like, with total impunity. Fuck that. Any advert in a public space that gives you no choice whether you see it or not is yours. It's yours to take, rearrange, and reuse. You can do whatever you like with it. Asking for permission is like asking to keep a rock someone just threw at your head. You owe the companies nothing, less than nothing. You especially don't owe them any courtesy. They owe you. They have rearranged the world to put themselves in front of you. They never ask for your permission. Don't even start asking for theirs. Banksy. Whoa.
Guy's a badass.
I like this guy, right?
He's the best.
Whoa. By the way, we have Keith and the Girl stickers that we will happily send you. In fact, normally we need a self-addressed stamped envelope, but I'll take a bunch of people, just send it to us, info@keithandthegirl.com. If you want stickers, I will send it to you. From now until Christmas, whatever email we get with your address, I don't care where you are in the world, we're going to send you stickers, and you post that shit wherever the fuck you want.
Hello.
Boom.
The CEO of Lululemon stepped down. Their big thing is yoga pants. Mm. And he got in.
Oh, you mean pants.
Right, right. Well, he says these are for yoga, so people get excited.
Yeah, and so are my pajama pants.
And they sell very well. His name is Chip Wilson.
Chip.
But the company is losing a lot of money. Stocks are going down. Analysts are predicting it's going to go down even worse, which naturally makes it.
Right.
Go down. Of course, they're always right. It's whatever the fuck they say. How's that legal? The Canadian company's founder was asked during a televised interview before he stepped down about its recall of black yoga pants, saying the pants were too see-through. And complaints about the pants included unsightly balls of fabric accumulating from wear and tear.
Yeah, we know where those balls of fabric are bulging out of. People's balls. You could see people's balls.
Maybe that he should tight. Say. He should say, no, those are your balls.
Those are just your balls. These are ball pants.
He said, look, some women's bodies just don't actually work with our clothing.
Okay.
It's really about the rubbing through the thighs, how much pressure there is over a period of time. So what are these women here? You just called me fat. I'm not good with your pants. They start complaining. Obviously, the complaining works. And the CEO steps down, they get a new CEO. He's also the founder, by the way, because he implied you might not be able to fit into something small, which they make. They don't make large clothing. They want their clothing to be on sexy people. And so these people are going, are you saying I'm fat? Well, you are fat, or you're too big for our clothes anyway. And they insist, you go, you have to make bigger clothing for me. Now, why not just not shop there then?
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to these angry letters. Just don't shop there. Shop at somebody that does appreciate you and makes clothing for your hog body. And I think the reason is so that they make a bigger Lululemon pants. You put them on and you go, I wear Lululemon. And people go, huh? You're the size of a house. And they go, no, I can fit into them. Not saying that you tried the new extra large brand. Because who gives a shit? Because you want to belong and think you're sexy. And you'll convince yourself that now you fit into Lululemon pants because you complain they don't make it. Fuck them. Who needs Lululemon pants? You got the new Lululemons? Who gives a shit?
We compared pants before we sat down.
Yeah,
so.
But these are jeans, and I want to know the brand style. And are you a 400 kind of guy?
It's we're departing from reality, like, more and more, I think. Because if you're too big to wear them, you're too big to wear them.
Who gives a shit? I'm probably too big to wear them. Then I don't buy yoga pants.
Yeah.
I buy pants and call them yoga pants.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've worn sweatpants. Now, sweatpants to yoga is a little tricky because you do these motions that certain pants can help you if they're snug or whatever. But I don't want to wear those pants. Who gives a shit?
This is what you have time for. I'm telling you this. It's always these housewives. And it's real hard when moms say being a mom is the toughest job in the world. And they have time to write these letters. That's all I'm saying.
That's dangerous, you
take it from there. But it's peculiar. They have a lot of free time.
All I know is if I had a clothing company and I only wanted to make it for fat people, skinny people wouldn't be like, I'm suing you.
Yeah.
right.
And even if they would, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm even calling you fat right now. What if I call myself fat? Does that help you out? It does not matter. This guy is not calling you fat. He's being stingy. He's using poor material. That's clear. And it's shitty pants. So if your thighs are rubbing together, which most people's do, you can't wear it. It's a bad clothing company then. It's not for you or maybe anybody else. If only someone could wear it if they don't move around and rub it. Then don't buy. It's a bad product.
Here's the problem. Why don't they just go to somebody that makes bigger pants? Because they always have dumb names. The sexy pants, Lululemon. But you go to the big store, it's big and strong yoga pants.
Bertha's parachute, fuck you.
Let me tell you something. Leggings, which are pretty much yoga pants, maybe with a flare at the bottom, have been around since I can't remember when. It's a stretchy pant. They even make it like in fake jean material. Like it's everywhere. And you can get it for $5 in most places, even now.
Yeah, but I just saw Angelina Jolie was wearing Lululemon.
Oh, we need to buy some.
And I'm going to look attractive like her if I get new pants. I'll have somebody that wants to give me 14 children.
But not out of my body, because then I'll get fat.
Yes.
200
can't wear the pants.
Right. 200,000 people have applied to live on Mars. And they're narrowing it down to 4. Now, I say let them all go. This is a survival of the fittest. You sign up. Goodbye.
See you, dudes.
Have fun. Can't wait to see the pictures. A Dutch company says it is moving along with its plan to send 4 lucky Earthlings to colonize the red planet. Here's the catch. The catch is it's Mars.
Yeah.
The catch is they won't ever come back. It's a one-way trip.
Oh, my God. These people are the ones who have been dying to be called Earthlings. That's it. They just want to be called Earthlings.
The Mars One Foundation, The website was available.
Since when is a move one way?
Well, they don't have a launch pad on Mars, believe it or not, so they're stuck.
Or do they, Obama?
Can I forward my mail there?
Tonight, I'm going to tell all voters a secret about the launch pad on Mars.
I knew it.
It has secured lead suppliers for an unmanned mission launching in 2018, which involves a robotic lander and a communication satellite. And they plan to do experiments with water. They say if there's water on Mars for people, that'll be a good thing when they put people there. And that's very true.
No, because Mars doesn't have a magnetic field.
You know that they're going to give people like at least one line of communication so that we can know what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, every update will be like, I'm bored. I'm just bored.
AT&T's bullshit out here.
I've been on the phone with customer service for 2 hours.
For 91 weeks.
Right. Time's different. So if you're okay with living the rest of your life on Mars, you could have applied. Applying is over. I say never end the applying and always and send a ship up every month. The technology does not exist yet to fly him back. So but that's going to be hard to narrow it down, but they're trying. Their probe will feature, let's see, after the first humans arrive in 2025, that's the plan.
Oh, great.
They will send additional crews every 2 years. Right now, the idea is to send crews of four, but maybe bigger crews if they get bigger vehicles. That's the plan. Then they pass the joint around one more time.
They better be sending some asexual motherfuckers.
Right.
It'll make you go nuts.
Yeah. I mean, someone's going to have to touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here they say the highest priority is to actually have liquid water on Mars. Well, that is a very good goal. People will be thirsty.
Liquid water, the kind that liquefies.
The total estimate budget for getting the first four humans to Mars is $6 billion.
Yay! Hey, Andrew, what'd you spend your last money on?
Well, I thought about the public school system, but I said, fuck it. Let's go to Mars, you assholes.
They have a $20 bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers going into the playoffs, and they expect to win big and get $6 billion.
I got him to say.
Lansdorp would not disclose how much money has been secured from partners, but donations currently total more than $200,000. They don't have a calculator to figure out that's different than $6 billion. But how much is that in bitcoins?
Three X's.
Right. A reality TV concept may help recoup the cost, they say. They have the best cameras in the world, and they'll put them up there and make a reality show that you can watch down on Earth.
Why are they pretending like that's not going to happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, why are they pretending like, listen, if you give us money, this might happen? We might document it.
Could you imagine being the guy who has to spend the rest of his life on Mars and you're the one who they make look like a creep?
I was edited bad.
I wasn't like that.
There was so much booze that they gave us for free.
Everyone ran when the Martians came.
There's no running water. I had to drink the vodka.
Yeah. Jägermeister works on Mars too, guys. You've all been there.
That's ridiculous.
This is the only application that it doesn't say, what's your occupation? You know, who's working that has to? I'll go to Mars. Mm-hmm. Go to Mars. Who has loved ones?
No, you have a lot going on if you volunteer to go to Mars.
Well, Carol and I were thinking about the Virgin Islands.
That's not going to work for two reasons. I smoke a lot of weed, so I know a shit ton about space. Right. It's not going to work for two reasons. First practical reason is think of when you fly overseas, you're fucked up from jet lag forever. Right. Like, for your first 3 days are wasted. You're going to the fourth planet from the sun. Like, your brain won't acclimate to that. More practical reason than that yet is that Mars doesn't have a magnetic field because its core has frozen up. Like, we have a magnetic field because our core is molten that shoots sunstorms around us.
Okay.
And without that, we would just be terminated. Like, we would turn into dust. And Mars always had a colder one because it's a little further away. And when it froze up, it might have had water at some point. But a solar flare went through it and just wiped out all of Mars.
This is what I got out of it, and it's a public service announcement. Smoke weed every day.
Do they have any responsibility to these people once they sign their lives over? Because they're going to open the ship. Four people get out. Four people are dead. Better luck next time.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Call customer service? Oh, yeah, we're on it.
Right. The spaceman, I was talking about Ace Frehley yesterday. His house caught on fire. Poor guy, somehow. It happens to be going up for foreclosure. Weird timing.
Hmm.
We all know he didn't. We all know he didn't.
I think no one wants him to be, quote, caught. Right. Because he's living such a sad life at this point.
Yeah.
That it's just, like, just leave him. Just, it was a nice fire. We had a marshmallow or two. Let's just let it go.
He's already kissed, yeah.
Yeah.
We're I'll good. Give you a P&L statement.
Okay. He's right. He's a little feisty. I love it. It's my favorite.
Dunkin' Donuts knows it's not easy being a regular, everyday office worker. To prove it, we tried this experiment with Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley.
Beautiful, Ace. But what about the P&L statement?
I'll give you the P&L statement.
Now, my favorite part of that is the beautiful Ace, as if that was any good. that was beautiful Ace. Watch this.
For the record, that's not a P&L statement either.
Well, he's burnt out.
He'll give it to you, though.
Kiss has made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Finally.
Ta-da!
Cool. Now they're deciding on how much to sell it for.
Ugh. Right. Nirvana, Peter Gabriel, the E Street Band have been inducted as well. Cat Stevens, you know when you're looking for some good time rock and roll and you put on Cat Stevens or Linda Ronstadt?
Cat Stevens really lost it.
Yeah, he's out there. But so. I didn't think they... I thought since he, you know, all the anti-American stuff he started going with, I thought maybe they wouldn't put him in. But music comes first. People that have not made it, and even though they were nominated, the band Yes, which sounds controversial, it's not. That Old Good People song is the only one they have, believe me.
Yeah, wait, it's math rock.
They don't have any good music, right?
Who, the song Yes? The band
yeah,
Yes?
Yeah.
They have all good people turn their heads each day.
So satisfied, I'm on my way.
See?
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay.
But that's it. LL Cool J keeps being nominated. I wonder if that's worse.
Oh, my God.
To keep being nominated and never make it.
On the same stage as Kurt Cobain.
Right.
Yeah, ladies love Cool James.
NWA didn't make it in. Deep Purple didn't make it in, if you're curious. In order to be eligible, artists need to have released their first single or album 25 years ago. Pearl Jam's got to make it. How long ago was that? Nirvana was the only artist in the group of nominees that were in their first year of eligibility, because they had a cover album they put out in 1988, Shocking Blues' Love Buzz. This is what you do, artists. Even right now, make a song in your house, finish it in, I say 5 minutes, but okay, you have integrity, 2 hours. Put it online. You just released a song. Now when you get your shit together, you might be alive when you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That is why I put out my Christmas CD.
Yeah.
Yes.
Step one.
KeithandTheGirl.com/Xmas. So catch me in 25 years in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, because, come all ye faithful.
I heard Kurt Cobain's not going to show up.
Who knows? Who knows? This guy is out there. Who knows? The Beatles put up on iTunes a collection of songs called the BBC Bootlegs from 1963. It was up for a couple hours, then they took it down. People think the reason they did this is it keeps their copyright lasting longer.
I think that's brilliant then.
Like, it adds another 20 years because it's like they just put something out.
It's a good move.
Well, didn't they get their stuff taken by Michael Jackson?
I don't know where it's at, you know.
Yeah, I don't know who has it now.
What if it's me and it's on a hard drive?
Oh, where did I put it? You're just facing around at night smoking cigarettes.
Okay, what's the Pythagorean theorem? Real quick, I gotta get my Beatles music. Grammy nominations are out. Record of the Year, Daft Punk, Imagine Dragons, Lord, Bruno Mars, and Robin Thicke.
Hmm.
Album of the Year, Sarah Bareilles. I don't know these people. Daft Punk, Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and of course, Taylor Swift. Song of the Year, Pink, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, Lord, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis. Now, this confused me at first. What is the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year? Good question. Song of the Year is for the producers, the people that wrote the song. Record of the Year is for the performer, but they're not but as you just heard, it's not the same people. So it's very strange. The way I understand it is if your record of the year, you performed a song, you performed it the best. If your song of the year, your song had potential to be the best.
But the album sucks.
Yeah, you blew it. And it's just one song, even though it's called Record of the Year. You blew it, but I could tell behind the scenes if it was done the way the producers wanted it done, it would have been great. So we're going to give the producers an award because we're tired of you blowing it. Now, what I find weird is when I look at, for example, Best Pop Solo Performance, and I see Lorde is there, and the song
who's
is
that?
Lorde, L-O-R-D-E.
She's like 18 or something from New right. Zealand.
She's the song is Royals.
I will never be royal.
Royal. That's it.
That's the one.
I just played that from iTunes, by the way.
Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
I could do it all day.
Best Pop Solo Performance. She's in there for Royals. But like I said, she's also in there for Record of the Year. So if she's the only one in Pop Solo Performance that's also in Record of the Year. So how doesn't she have to win Pop Solo Performance, right? She can't win Record of the Year, period, and not win a lesser category that's more specific.
I think she's in there because whenever you bring up her name or that song, people bring up her age and how much she's accomplished at that point, which I think, you know, she should get the credit for it because artists should just get credit in general. But I think it's hilarious that they just think that she just did all of this stuff all by herself while she was nursing on her mama's titty. Ugh. That is amazing. You know, how did she even?
We were talking yesterday about the Golden Globes and who's going to win. I think it's going to be 12 Years a Slave. 12 Years a Slave. And I'll tell you why, not just because the movie's moving, but these people get confused that they're actors, even though even other actors that vote for this. What, for example, Precious won the Academy Award. They all stood up and clapped. I was like, oh my God, she did it. They really think she's Precious.
No, they're just amazed that she could walk up the steps.
Is that what it was?
Mm. Without oxygen.
No, they're clapping because they really think this girl had to eat out her mother's pussy, got beaten up at home, and somehow rose above it all and won an Academy Award. When the girl from The Help, she won the Academy Award. She goes on stage. Everybody claps because they thought she was a real slave.
I don't think you're supposed to call them girl anymore.
These people are just actresses, and that's it. Actors are actresses. This guy.
It's a role of a lifetime, actually. When you do such a, you know, a deeply emotional, distraught, that kind of role for a real actor is likely the role of their life. They're just like, wow, I really get to portray something that is really gonna affect people, and. So I guess that's what they're getting the credit for also is because they were able to portray that. But it is true that like other actors in simple performances are still acting just as much. They're still not being themselves. So it's funny that even actors are like, wow, how did she do that? Well, she pretended to stick her face in some other actor's crotch.
Right.
You know, and you guys were very nice to her with a lot of craft services. And I'm not just talking about, you know, that she had a lot of craft. It's just... It's not a bad life once you hit that kind of notoriety.
So brave. All I saw was the back of her head. What's brave? You didn't even have to make a face when you were eating out the mall.
They should give awards to actual porn stars because they really have their face in that vag.
They're really going for it.
Yeah. they get squirted on their faces. I'd like to see Precious do that.
I mean, she's just been in a ton of movies since that, too. So, good.
You could be any weight. You could be any weight in Hollywood.
Do you guys remember The Artist? That's no one ever talked about it again. That's no one's favorite movie.
Now, do you remember? I remember when Precious does win the award and everybody's clapping. It's like she's so beautiful and pretty. And then they go into the bathroom to throw up again. I never want to look like her. I mean, for her.
Great for her.
She's gorgeous.
Good for her that she doesn't have a bag on her head and she's in public because I would never.
Yeah.
That's what she's pretty about.
Now, this I don't know about. Led Zeppelin's up for an Oscar. Up for a Grammy. And it's either in rock. I think it's in Best Rock and Roll Album. And Best Song. They're also up for Best Rock Song for Kashmir. Because they came out with a live album. It's called Celebration Day. So picture you made an album. And you're like, I'm the fucking best. Led Zeppelin comes in and goes, I'll be in your category too for Best Album, which is a Greatest Hits album. You know, it's live, granted. And Kashmir, our greatest song possibly, if you're in that category. Fuck you.
The greatest fan in the world in history.
Yeah. That's not their fault. Let them, you know, they wanted to put out this album this year or whatever, you know?
It would still bum me out if Led Zeppelin beat me out.
Yeah, it would bum me out. Because you got beat out by Led Zeppelin.
I'm good
but
now.
But you didn't get your Grammy is the problem. Yeah.
I'd be upset because maybe it's not necessarily the best. I just remember there's no band that I'm going to vote for that can beat out Led Zeppelin. Get the fight. It'd be like if the Beatles, even if two of them performed and they said, we're the Beatles and they're in my category now. It's like, well, they remember the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's like, who won the Grammy for best comedy album last year?
Oh, Conan.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, whatever. That doesn't make sense.
Jimmy Fallon won because he took skits from his show where he would do impressions.
Why?
Terrible. So he won because people go, well, I don't go to a comedy club. I'm a stuffy old man. Okay, I heard of Jimmy Fallon. You win. Ugh. Yeah, Led Zeppelin's winning.
I'm going to move into Wyoming.
To Mars?
Mars. Yeah. And just live in a shack and write manifestos.
That's still America.
That's what I'm going to do. That's all that's left.
You got to look at a globe. best comedy album. I won't get into it too much because my heart can't take it.
Come on, do it.
Kathy Griffin, Craig Ferguson, Ron White, Tig Notaro, and Bob Saget.
What?
You know how we all go, oh, God damn, that was a great special, Bob Saget.
Wait, how many albums came out this year?
What's that?
How many albums came out this year? More than this.
I think that's it.
Tig would be nice.
No.
Tig would be good.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not as much?
Not of her kind of humor, so it's whatever. You know what I mean? It's almost not fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too avant-garde for me.
And I'm homophobic.
Well, that's two votes no.
Beyoncé's surprise self-titled new record. We were saying this yesterday. It's just shocking. It just came. No warning, no advertising. Boom, it's there. You woke up, it was in your iTunes. She has the record now for most digital sales because of this album. She sold more than 600,000 units since Friday. She sold 80,000 units in the first 3 hours it was up.
This is brilliant. I'm not saying I told you so because everyone knows what I'm talking about, but when you surprise people like that, they want to be the first to tell their friends. So you've got all the social media of the word, like, people are just like, fuck, they drop everything. She's on the cover of newspapers. I mean, it's like, It watch this become the new motto.
Could you imagine being so super famous you could start a press campaign whenever you wanted?
Right.
Yeah.
Just be the person that everyone talks about?
Yeah.
I mean, she could use a break.
Sure. If I was famous, I would just stand in traffic for a minute.
Yeah.
If my album is out, I'll just stand in traffic and then you could talk about how I stood in traffic and just yelled. Just, I don't know, just talk to myself, whatever it is.
What a brave artist.
Yeah. And then I'm just holding my CD. That's it. It would be 5 minutes of that.
I do want to tell you, by the way, about some other artists. First, let me say one more time, berries.com. This is Sherry's Berries. You will be the hit of your family, your friends, your significant other's family. That's the move.
Let me put it into perspective super quick. Next week is Christmas. Did you guys know that?
Not necessarily.
Next week is Christmas. Christmas Eve, 1 week from today.
And it's too late to go to your spouse and go, what if we don't do presents this year? Because she was ready in June. Believe me. Berries.com ships right to their house and you will.
And you could still get it in time.
Berries, BERRIES.com. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone, type in KATG. There's your deals. And you're done and you live stress free. Now, the artist I want to talk about is the great Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, man.
He got busted for plagiarizing something.
He's shown so much integrity up to this point.
I didn't even, you know what, this is how much I care about him. I didn't even bother to see what this is, but it's very evident that somebody made a 4-page comic about something, and he took that and made a movie on it and took credit for it, a 12-minute movie, put it on the internet. Quickly busted. Now that's how self-important he is.
Now,
that's
what an
egotist
is. Is that not partially cool for that guy? Because now although we're just calling him that guy right now. The person he took it from. No,
that's what he says. He doesn't say it, but I guarantee that if anything, that guy's welcome.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, but are they sharing in
no,
you know, do you know what I mean? Like if
no, that's why it's plagiarizing.
Yeah.
No, he said, I like this idea, I'm taking it.
That's foul.
The end. Oh, I didn't know. Your job is movies. Movies always have credits.
Yeah.
Whenever you start, they have credits.
bookend with credits.
Indiana Jones, the credits were 2 days long. You know what credits are and what they mean because you talk to your agent behind the scenes and go, no, I want top billing.
Right.
You can put the other guy on the left, but if I'm on the right, I'm a little higher. You know what credits are.
And you know what's funny is you could have actually contacted that person because they're probably, you know, right. nobody with their name plastered all over it. Please subscribe to my fucking whatever, you know. And so you probably could have gotten in touch with them, paid them $1,000 or $2,000, like something. You could have shat in their living room and they said, yes, please take it.
That's Did you hear about his apology, though?
So he writes an apology.
Yeah. Says, it gets weirder.
Copying isn't particularly creative work. Being inspired by someone else's idea to produce something new and different is creative work. In my excitement and naivete as an amateur filmmaker, I got lost in the creative process and neglected to follow proper accreditation. I'm embarrassed and I failed to credit at Daniel Close for his original graphic novella, Justin M. Damiano, which served as my inspiration. I was truly moved by his piece of work, etc., etc. And then he ends with, I fucked up.
At the end of this, this guy is... getting a better, you know, like this guy does benefit from from Shy fucking up.
Okay. It doesn't make him less of a self-important douche that thought he could get away with it because he's so self-important and so delusional. You don't understand. That's why you can't get away with it because you are a movie star moron.
Right.
There'll be a lot of people beta testing to see if this seems familiar to them. Somebody will like whatever this is and Transformers, believe it or not. So here's what Andrew's saying. He plagiarized the apology note. The apology note was already on the internet. He Googled apology note and took it from a Yahoo Answers.
How could that be?
Because he's a self-important dum-dum.
What an idiot.
But it's just an apology. You have an assistant.
Right.
Here. Yeah. Let me do this.
Tell this guy sorry, whatever. Here.
Yeah. Hey, this person, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. It seems I stepped out of line and I hope that you'll forgive me. And I'm sorry to my public who follows me and who, you know, I messed up and I will make it right. Boom! I'm such a writer.
Danny's saying from the couch, no, the guy he stole from wrote Ghost World. So what I'm saying is he was doing just fine before Shia LaBeouf helped him out.
Oh,
that guy's not bullshit.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know these artistic stuff. I know Ghost World. So, wow, come on,
what
man.
What a douche nozzle.
I'm working on a short script. It's about the savior of the world. But people misunderstand him and they kill him. but he comes back. Not nice. It's called You Crossed Me Once.
It's called Strike One.
Can I just ask you a quick question as a person who tried to save the world and then came back?
Uh-huh.
Homosexuality, yay or nay?
Do you know what? That's the one thing I'm not working on in the book.
That's very brave.
That and war, I'm not going to acknowledge.
Mother Nature, is that you?
Right. I'll imply it's bad and then I can't write all day. I can't write everything out for people. Obviously, they're smart enough to figure out. I remember, of course, we've been talking about the guy that was interpreting people at Nelson Mandela's, what do you call it, funeral, where people were, you know, given the readings. And he's doing sign language and he's making up his own sign language. Kind of like what I'm doing right now with my hands. You know what I mean? Here's my heart and I feel bad, so I'll pray. Well, it turns out he was hired. I thought there was some confusion there. I thought he just got on stage and started doing it. And who's going to stop him?
Yeah.
You always assume, okay, you're the guy.
You just assume he's deaf so he can't hear you, so just let him go.
Right. Right.
Too much to explain. He knows his shit.
Yeah.
So he was hired. Now, how he was hired after what I'm about to tell you, I don't know. He knows what he's doing. He knows sign language, but he's schizophrenic and he started seeing angels and it messed up with the sign language because they were so glorious.
Well, that's what angels do. They fuck up with your sign language.
He has a big criminal history, including rape and murder. He caught, he was with a gang that caught two people stealing a TV set. They put tires on these two people and lit them on fire.
Hmm. What?
And because of the law and him being mental, he's not in jail or in a psych ward or anything like this.
But wouldn't the law put him in somewhere behind
That's
something?
Wouldn't you think?
Do they not background check the people who are around all the world's leaders? on stage with them.
He took tires and lit people on fire. Let me tell you something. While making quesadillas earlier today, I burnt my finger. And I can't do my little stupid fucking finger. I've been having my finger in ice this whole time. Spoiler alert, behind the scenes shit, hashtag everything. I don't know. And I'm like, wow, people get lit on fire.
Right.
This has been like, every time I take my finger out of the ice, I want to kill myself. But people are lit on fire.
This is why movies like Die Hard are bullshit, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
I took the steps today and I twisted an ankle. I'm out. I'm out for 2 weeks. How this guy, Bruce Diehard, can do all these crazy things, jumping from helicopters, running into burning buildings. Like, he doesn't go, this sounds too stupid, but my finger. I mean, it is too much.
I can't parlay with Alan Rickman.
Right. Speaking of which, by the way, The Rock made the most money this year out of all the actors.
How's that possible?
His movies this year made $1.3 billion between G.I. Joe Retaliation and Fast and the Furious 6.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
One of the greats of our time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The Rock.
The Rock. Wait, so he beat out Robert Downey Jr.
He beat them all. Robert Downey Jr. was number two with, of course, Iron Man 3.
Are there numbers in there?
$1.2 billion.
I thought Downey maybe they Jr. couldn't fit it on the page. In 1 year.
In 1 year.
Do you not find that people should not make that amount of money? It could change the world. The world. It could change your surrounding neighborhood.
Yeah, but if there was a way that the money's coming in. See, it goes with, I know what you're saying. But it also goes with sports people. People are amazed how much sports people make. They make it because the money's there. If they didn't make it, your stadiums are keeping it. Your management is keeping it.
No. I'm saying I get it. And so, okay, let's say you pay me $1.2 billion, which, by the way, if I give away $1 billion, I still have $200 million.
Right.
That's just this year.
Right. You're saying the movie studios, a percent of that money should not go to them, but to a government fund.
I'm saying no, not a government fund. I'm saying as a human being with all that money that you know, really, you're running out of ideas to spend it. You really are. I mean, I don't like spending people's monies, especially if they're like, listen, if you have $1 million, that doesn't mean you're rich anymore.
Well,
it means that
clear.
You might, especially as an artist, just continue your life in a normal manner like other people. I get that. But when you go into the billions, let's say, let's just call it billions. Forget $500 million.
You should let me be clear. He's 1.3. He's not making $1.3 billion. His movies making $1.3 billion.
Do you think he got like a few million that he might not argue.
He's doing good.
Yeah. I just feel like that some of that stuff should be like, I think I'm done with this. I got to just change someone's life. Wouldn't you want to change someone's life every day? Just hand out $1,000 every day. Wouldn't you want to see the joy on someone's face when you change their life?
I don't know.
I'm
learning more about people.
Yeah, the more you know about, just don't trust it would help. Even if I made, like, say I was in an awesome movie and I did make a couple $100 million, I feel like at that point I'd be like, done, and then never do anything again.
You would never.
No. Working is the worst. I hate it.
But you would stop comedy if I gave you $1 million, let's say, just now.
No, I would still do it, but I mean, I wouldn't. I think that my drive would be cut in half.
Yeah, but you live such a cushy life. You're still picturing your own life.
Yeah, I'm sure it would change. Yeah. I'm still in the same apartment in Williamsburg.
Right. Like, I think, you know, the next time somebody asks you to do a movie, they're not going to have you audition. They're not going to have you commute like crazy. You know what I mean? It changes things.
Yeah, anyway, you live in a different world.
Yeah.
You live in Mars. I'd go to Mars.
They're going to have troubles. They're going to sell Mars. They're going to think they own it. And I bet you can buy it for like $1,000 in a couple of years when they realize there's no water.
Yeah, or magnetic field.
Here's a story about, speaking of artists, I want to tell you this one. George Zimmerman made a painting, and it's a picture of the American flag.
Mm.
And it says on it, "Liberty and Justice for All." And it sold for $99,966.
Is that person who bought it, is his name not in there for a reason?
He probably wanted to be anonymous, right?
Maybe. That's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very odd. And obviously, you know, they're not going, ooh, look at this art. And they find out later, George Zimmerman.
Right.
That's odd, but I do like it. I'm torn.
Maybe it was The Rock because he had $99,000 to throw around.
I'm going to randomly change somebody's life. Let me flip through the phone book. Fuck. The first one I pick.
The rules are rules.
He has $2 million in legal debt. So he's going to have to paint a couple more paintings. Yeah, so anybody give him a hard time. He's got $2 million, though. What kind of lawyer is this? I mean, I guess he got off, but you shouldn't even have to. If you spent $2 million, you shouldn't even have to show up in court.
$2 million, and you get to just walk around.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're not in some fucking cell with people looking to kick the shit out of you.
Yeah.
$2 million or your life.
Well, you're never going to pay the $2 million. Right, so
who gives
why
a
not?
Shit? Now I'm in debt. Oh, well, I'm an American.
Do you know what I'm not doing? Getting super raped right now.
Yeah, he still has the right to vote.
That's insane. And I don't. I think I do, actually.
This is the nation's largest luxury indoor shooting range. It's in Texas, of course. And a man was the guy that was running it. They were opening it up, you know. It was like day one. He's cleaning a gun, the guy that owns it, and he shot himself in the hand. Are you fired?
Yes.
Well, here, let me show you this beauty. I got it. You're fired. You don't get to handle guns. That's it. It's the end. It's
like
that
you're not just fired from that job. You're fired from firearms.
I think he gets sent to Mars.
That's what we're going
to do. I'm starting to like this idea.
Yeah.
Just group people together.
And then we give them titles. Everybody loves titles. Do you want to be the president of Mars?
Sure.
Okay. But I wanted to be. No, you'll be the emperor of Mars.
Oh, emperor. That does sound good.
Don't worry. You're the prime minister of Mars. I think it'd be easy. If people want to know what Andrew Short is all about, you can follow the Twitter at Andrew Short, right?
At underscore Andrew Short.
Yeah, just you take a second to pause and take it all in. Underscore, wait for it. Andrew Short. Nice and easy. Who can't remember that? That's smart. What is your website? Do you have one of those?
AndrewShort.tumblr.com.
Okay.
I just started using that, and then Facebook.com/AndrewShortComedy.
All right. Because I want
to be friends.
Andrew Short's performing. You want to see what's doing, right?
Yeah.
It's that easy. It's that easy. Don't forget, everybody, please continue to spread the word about Keith and the Girl. Rate it in whatever social media you use. Be sure to tag us. Be sure to write keithandthegirl.com/iTunes when you tell your friends and your enemies. Keep your enemies closer, they say.
Mm-hmm.
So let them know what shows you're listening to. And thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. That is the end. keithandthegirl.com